In the UK, 10 contenders have put up their hand to become the next Conservative Party leader and therefore Prime Minister. They're split along Brexit Leave and Remain lines, and Boris Johnson remains the frontrunner, his campaign boosted after one of his main rivals admitted to using cocaine decades ago. Here's Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley.
One after another, MPs declared their candidacy. From the former Brexit Secretary, Dominic Raab.
This is a crossroads in our history. We're on the cusp of momentous change.
To the Foreign Secretary, Jeremy Hunt.
Our failure to deliver Brexit has put our country and our party in grave peril.
In all, 10 MPs are vying for the job left vacant by Theresa May.
And that is why I am now ready to unite.
Michael Gove, just days before seen as one of the main contenders, launched his campaign with gusto.
Ready to deliver, ready to lead.
But really, all attention was on how he wasn't leading by example and his cocaine-snorting past.
You're standing for the most important job in this land, but can the public really trust you when you privately take cocaine and then publicly condemn middle-class professionals that do that in a newspaper column?
To take the second one first, I've acknowledged that I made a mistake.
The drug use revealed in a soon-to-be-released biography was difficult to defend, given as Education Minister, Mr. Gove had taken a strong anti-drug stance, banning convicted teachers for life.
Boris Johnson's chances are enormously improved by this setback for Michael Gove.
John Rentall is a commentator for the Independent newspaper.
It's just the timing of it will unsettle Conservative MPs. They're less likely to make Michael Gove the other candidate, because what the MPs do is they choose two candidates and then the party members have to choose between them. Michael Gove's whole strategy was to be the rival to Boris Johnson in that final round. And now I think his place will probably be taken by Jeremy Hunt, the Foreign Secretary.
Within 6 weeks, the new leader will be known, and there's a growing sense a general election may follow. Boris Johnson hasn't addressed the press for months.
Of course you can. If I get in, we'll come out deal or no deal.
He launched his campaign on YouTube.
Thank you very much.
Would that mean...
Known for past gaffes, silence could work in his favour.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
This is Samantha Hawley in London reporting for AM.